The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you weren't listening before the break, I was just telling a story about how yesterday somebody tried to set up my Revolut card on a PayPal account, and then a company purporting to be Google took a couple of quid from my account, then quickly gave it back. It meant I had to cancel my card and report it as fraud. But all of this stuff is getting more and more sophisticated. And actually, Brendan Burgess, who is the founder of the consumer forum AskAboutMoney.com, knows all about it. Brendan, you're very welcome to the show. Talk to us about what happened to you.
Well, a couple of months ago, I was planning a few days in Vienna in May. So I booked a hotel through Booking.com, and I booked it through Booking.com because they said that I could cancel within 2 days of arriving, and that sort of suits me because my plans sometimes changed. And I got a couple of emails from the hotel since booking. It, you know, things like, when are you arriving? Have you any special requests? And, can we get you a taxi from the airport? That sort of stuff. Routine stuff you get whenever you book a hotel from booking.com. But then last Monday, they emailed me and they said, we suspect that your booking might be fake, that it's not a true booking. So to confirm it, please follow this link, and if you don't confirm it, we'll cancel your booking. So it was a genuine email. It had my reservation number, it had the right dates, and it had the right amount of money. So I went online, I followed the link, and it had everything there, and it said you pay the amount, which is 914 euros, I think. And then that's stage one, and stage two, we'll refund it to you. And I said, okay, sounds a bit odd, but they just wanted to verify that I suppose I had the money to pay my bill. So I did that, and I said, now please wait. It sometimes takes a few minutes for the payment to go through. And you get that on other websites as well, like where they say, don't refresh the screen or press the back button or you'll lose the booking or whatever. So I waited, and then it said, that didn't go through, please. This is all messages, of course, on screen. I'm putting on the accent. That didn't go through, please pay it again. And I sort of said, oh, that's annoying. So I put the information in again. And then I said, that doesn't sound too right, you know. And I went on to my AIB account online, and the money had gone through. And then I began to think, is this legit? So I cancelled it. I rang the hotel, and the guy didn't speak much English. And I said, I got an email from you, you know, fake booking. And he said, scam, scam. So I got onto AIB immediately, but they said the money had gone through, and that was it. They couldn't call it back. While I was waiting for AIB, I'd gone online and I had frozen my card. And I have since now found that this is quite a common scam. I'd not heard of it before.
Yeah.
But it appears that what they do is they get the login credentials for the hotel on booking.com, and then they send you an email, like these are the scammers, send you an email with all the relevant information. So you get an email from the hotel. You've had a few. It's coming from the hotel. The hotel's the name you know, recognize. It has the reference number, and it has the dates and the amount. So you think it's perfectly genuine. So I think the thing for me was, if there's something odd, I've not heard of a booking. I've booked lots of hotels through booking.com, and I've never been told, oh, this sounds fake. But I think one thing to do is, if something is wrong, if something appears a little bit out of the ordinary, even if it's a legitimate email, you know, pick up the phone. I mean, if I had picked up the phone and phoned the hotel and said, I got this email, they would have been able to tell me immediately, no, this is not genuine. I did get a German friend of mine to ring the hotel immediately after I'd come off the phone to them, and he'd used the word scam. And she rang them on my behalf, and she came back to me and told me that they were being plagued with calls that day. They were getting lots of phone calls about emails from the scammer.
Right. Well, listen, sage advice to bookend your story, Brendan. Phone the hotel, phone the business, speak to somebody directly, and don't use a phone number that they give you in the email. Go and find your own phone number.
Correct, absolutely, yeah.
Online. Listen, I'm sorry it happened to you, but thanks for sharing the story with us, Brendan. Lots and lots of people with similar stories, huge amounts. Same experience with booking.com. I talked about what happened with my Revolut. Somebody tried to hack it, if that's the right word, or commit some kind of fraud with it last night or yesterday morning. My daughter had her Bank of Ireland debit card attacked last night too. Not just Revolut, says somebody else. Adrian Weckler is with me, the technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independents. Adrian, I mean, I guess it's human nature to a degree to kind of yearn for simpler times. And in this context, it's when these scams were emails purporting to be from Nigerian princes looking to wrest money in my account. It's all getting very sophisticated now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the booking.com one was really interesting. And the reason for that, which I know you will have looked at, you know, being that it was the hotel's own security that was compromised, and that was the weak link in the chain. You're not to know that when you use an app and you trust it. And then all of a sudden, even within the app, sometimes you might get a direct communication. So it's like the trust element is really, really a tricky one. I mean, there have been some very creative ones in recent time as well. A few months ago, there was one where there was a cold calling scam purporting to be from your mobile operator. And what they would do is they would ask you, they would say, to confirm your identity, could you read them back the verification code that your phone has just gotten? And what that code was them on another computer at the same time actually trying to get into your account and triggering the forgotten password, a verification code, and by you reading out your verification code on the phone as you were talking to them, you were letting them get into your account. They would then order an iPhone 16 Pro Max or whatever and charge it to your account, and you'd never see it again. So like this issue of trust, and also of it's getting more difficult to figure out when something might be a scam or not.
Well, that actually brings me to the Revolut point, because the issue I had is that for a moment when I saw it, I thought it was, you know, one of the kids had kind of gone onto the PlayStation store or done something, you know, and there was a little bit of me that thought, God, if I was busy doing something or I was otherwise distracted, I might kind of verify that payment. It was somebody 100%. Essentially trying to set my card up on another. The same way you'd get, you know, you have to kind of process a 0 euro payment to Amazon to set up a new card on Amazon, say a Revolut one. Yep. And it was the same thing. Now, it turned out it was a company called PayPal, Google, Telegram, when Revolut sent me back an email kind of when I reported the fraud. But they kind of rely on that little bit of confusion as well, and how busy we are, and the distraction and all of that.
And also the plurality of the services and the diversity of the services we now use. If we were having this conversation 10 years or even 5 years ago, I would warrant that most listeners would maybe have one credit card, one debit card, and they were paying a monthly subscription to, or you know, to maybe six or seven services. You can now multiply all that two or three, like you mentioned Revolut. Most Irish people now have a Revolut card as well as their other accounts. Most Irish people now pay monthly subscriptions to multiple, and I mean 10 plus services. You could be on the road, and sometimes it's just bad luck at a coincidence. The nearest time that I got the time I almost got caught was when I was on the road and a text came up, and I was on the M50 and a text came up purporting to be from, you know, toll service, and that I had an unpaid toll. Now that was pure coincidence. It was a scammer, and I just about twigged it in time, but that was just bad luck. Like, you know, in any other situation, that would seem utterly reasonable, and you just click through. And I know we're all supposed to have two-factor authentication. We're all supposed to only, you know, deal with services within the app, never from a text, never from an email. And that still remains excellent advice and default advice. But the fact is, our lives are now set up on the back of, you know, in some cases, dozens of subscription and payment services. And you just don't have time and the headspace often to carefully segment every single one and question whether it might be a scam.
Yeah, it was a kind of a Google payment then that disappeared from my Revolut account. And I pay Google for extra storage space, like lots of people, you know, for photos and Gmail or what have you. It's only a couple of quid a month. And I thought, does that come from my Revolut or does that come from another account? And I wasn't sure. And do you know what saved me was the weather was so bloody bad. I was just sitting inside doing nothing. And it meant that I could kind of look back and I realized it doesn't come from this account. But again, you know, there's the issue of people like Brendan earlier, Brendan Burgess getting stung for 900 quid, or as you say, somebody goes out and buys a new iPhone. It drives up the cost of business as well. And the other side, it strikes me, like I didn't pay my eFlow for a while because I was getting an email and I thought it was a scam, but it wasn't a scam. And it turns out they rang me and said, sorry, you actually do owe us a few quid.
Yeah, this is kind of a sidebar, an infuriating sidebar that I mean, I've long had an issue with Irish banks, because some of the Irish banks will, they'll preach that you should never click on, they'll never ask you, you know, for payment details or anything from an email. And they'll generally give you the sense that you shouldn't be clicking stuff from email. And then they'll send you marketing emails and ask, you know, like survey emails, which are legitimate. But you'll be lured into this sense of confusion, of you know, what to do, what to respond, what not to respond. And like yourself, you end up sitting back and just waiting for the debt collector to come around and say, no, you actually do owe this.
Yeah, well, that was my attitude, because it was like that. I listened to the likes of yourself saying, you know, don't click on links and emails to pay. So I just didn't do it. And I thought, if it's serious enough, someone will actually get onto me.
What I have ended up doing is, I've ended up, you mentioned Revolut before, I do have a Revolut account, and what I end up doing is I end up keeping no more than about 80 or 90 euro in that account, and I tend to top it up from my other account, my real account, maybe once every 3 or 4 weeks, and most or all of my subscriptions come from that Revolut account. So therefore, the worst that can happen, even if I'm scammed, is that they'll get 80 or 90 euro. So that is one way of guarding against it, is you can limit or put a kind of a choke on the amount that you can get done for by, if you do have a Revolut account or you do have an account, like you literally set up an account like that to not only just to deal, to keep track of all of your subscriptions, but also to guard against fraud as well.
Yeah, well, Adrian, they'd have been bitterly, bitterly disappointed if they tried to buy a new iPhone 16 with my Revolut card yesterday. I'll put it that way. Listen, thanks a million for joining us as always. Adrian Wechter, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.